The rivalry that may have helped bring down the Philly version of the Brooklyn flea market started a long time ago, long before that lovely June day Jonathan Butler remembers so well. He's a co-founder of Brooklyn Flea, and he remembers launching in Philly with a good mix of vendors and a lot of people.
And then as the summer wore on, fewer people came to the market, and so fewer vendors did well, and it, you sort of started going into a gradual death spiral.
Butler admits a different location might have worked better than the Piazza in Northern Liberties, but there's something else he's heard.
All these people saying, oh, I'd never go to a market that had Brooklyn in the name, you know. And clearly we thought about that ahead of time, but I couldn't believe that anyone would actually be that silly.
Butler says that seems so small-minded, he couldn't believe it was true.
The sense of, like, I don't know, anger or hostility towards New Yorkers from Philly seems so strange. It's like, well, I don't see why we can't all just get along. It doesn't seem to be that big a deal.
Just to be safe in another effort, Butler says in the Brooklyn Flea's expansion to Washington, D.C., he intentionally left Brooklyn out of the name. Instead of Brooklyn Flea DC, it's called the District Flea. I'm Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.